Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Friday, it's a weekend. Big plans, Craig?
Yeah.
We're going to try to act as normal as possible during the pandemic.
Here's what we're going to do, Craig.
What?
You and me.
Yeah.
Today? I think today's the day we go to the outlet mall.
Okay.
No, it's a soft opening.
Oh.
Just for employees.
Okay, I got to get invited.
All right, screw that.
They want to get people not afraid.
Then we're going to the races in South Dakota.
You can do that. You can do that. Yeah, go to the dirt track, man.
Well, once we're done racing in South Dakota, we're going to go bowling in Georgia.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I know a good bowling alley in Athens, Georgia.
Take the Stoners bowling. Love that song.
Just make sure you only touch your balls.
Right. Yes.
Don't touch other people's
balls. I'm touching them all, man.
Bring your own ball. But you have to touch their other balls because they always congregate at the same ball area. So even if you're bowling beside somebody you don't know, you got to move their balls around to get your ball. So you're touching a lot of balls.
Doesn't stick to bowling balls.
Yeah. The
coronavirus does not stick to bowling balls.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I heard it at the press conference yesterday.
No, you did not. That would actually make sense.
Right. You can lick them as long as you take a shot of isopropyl alcohol afterwards.
Right to your veins, though. You got to tie off of the neck, I read, with some hand sanitizer.
Yeah. That's the tough part.
By the way, if you are one of the 47% who believes he's getting information out of the...
No, let's clarify this. No, it was...
47% of Republicans...
That's pretty low.
...think they're getting good information out of these press conferences. What you need to do prevent yourself from getting the coronavirus is before you eat your boogers, you dip them in your isopropyl alcohol or bleach,
right.
And then consume your boogers.
Yeah, you got nothing. You got nothing. Trying to protect the world, Craig, and that's what you do every damn day when you walk in here. Protect the world.
No wonder we're essential.
Exactly.
Now more than ever.
We are essential.
No wonder. And I'm sure we'll get into this more later. I did not see any of the draft.
You didn't have to. We watched the first, all of us watched the beginning of it. My son wanted to watch it, and we got home right just in time around 7 o'clock because we had to run and do something.
They mentioned about 47 times that Joe Burrow could have gone to Nebraska.
Yeah, in the beginning, it was a bad night for the program.
They even showed a graphic of Joe Burrow's dad and his brothers. His two brothers played at Nebraska?
My dad, uncle, and grandpa.
Okay, multi-generational anyway. Yeah. I mean, they even threw up a graphic and mentioned it about four or five times.
You didn't need to see it because it is just a draft. Even the whole produced draft is boring after a while, but they did a good job. I mean, it was for what they had, and then they had people on screen booing them. It was pretty funny in the beginning. He goes, and they just had 8 or 9 screens booing Goodell after he did his little speech. Harry Connick Jr. did the national anthem. Not necessary. Didn't get it, but whatever.
Oh, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
So
you don't need that.
You all should in the beginning.
No, I didn't see that.
No, I'll do you one worse. Yeah. I tuned in. I flipped it on about 20 minutes ahead of time.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
And
I got on right at 7.
Okay,
Central.
So here's what you... This is exactly what I needed last night. Thank you so much, ESPN.
What?
I needed Jennifer Hudson singing Lean On Me in the lead up to the frickin' draft.
I didn't know
just livid.
What makes no sense to me about that, I would bitch about this normally, is it if you watch it, a half hour before the draft?
And yeah, it was 20 minutes or so.
Why do the pregame then? Just do it. If you don't pregame then, at 7 o'clock, hey, welcome, let's do the first pick.
Yeah, because it was
7:25, 7:28 somewhere before they went to it. I'm thinking, you have nothing except for some graphics right now, so you better, why didn't they shorten that? I mean, that part, start 8 o'clock back east, you know, nobody's staying up late.
The best tweet I saw,
I guess they are, nobody's working.
The best tweet I saw during that was somebody said, you know, the Bengals have known they were going to take him since the first quarter of the championship game.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just move on.
Yeah, we all knew he was going to get picked.
You know?
And I'd forgotten since he was from Southeast Iowa, Southeast Ohio, which where he is.
And if you missed
near Cincinnati.
Social media reaction, Craig, it was, oh, what a horrible pick from every team, every fan, from every team. Oh!
terrible pick. They should have picked
this guy or that guy.
That's not really a bad pick for
No. I think Bengals that was the only one where you're not going to hear fans bitching.
Well, the second dude, too.
Because a Viking fan was bitching about...
Yeah, he's amazing.
They had two picks in the first round, right. And all I saw was bitching from Viking fan. They should have taken, I guess, Dave Winfield's kid was in the draft.
Oh, really?
And he didn't go to the Vikings, and he should have gone to the Vikings.
Did they pick him just because his name was Winfield?
Because Dave Winfield played...
Because they need a good outfielder?
Because, yeah, and he played at the University of Minnesota. So it's their God-given right that everybody's got to go to Minnesota. I don't get Viking fan. Yeah. I really... Viking fan on Facebook just aggravates the piss out of me.
Yeah, that's a wrong Winfield. That kid's dad is Antoine Winfield.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Dave Winfield... He'd have been an older dad if he had this guy. He'd been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, his dad was a Pro Bowl cornerback, and he plays cornerback.
And the Vikings took two guys I've never heard of.
Excuse me.
A quarterback and a wide receiver.
Yeah, but there's only a handful of guys that they could have taken that you have.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, unless you're a nerd, you know, you shouldn't know all those. Then you wouldn't know anything else. Then you'd be one of those guys.
No, then I'd be Mel Kiper Jr.
Yeah.
And if you do know the guy your team took, you probably were so bad you were at the top of the draft.
Right.
You know? Those are the guys you hear about. Those are the ones you know.
Right, exactly. So you guys took a quarterback, and I guess Rodgers once traded. Yeah, I think it's a bad pick either. Just causes controversy.
I've heard good things about him, but I've never seen him play. It
causes controversy and...
Well, they said he needs time.
Quarterbacks don't like getting their successor drafted. And I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either.
They did that with Landry Jones, of all people, with Roethlisberger about 3 years ago. And Roethlisberger was pissed all year. He said, I ain't done yet.
Well, right.
The team's got to go what the team has to do. I get it. But the quarterback that's your franchise, you got to keep that dude happy.
Well, I did see a quote from earlier, just this offseason. Well, somebody asked him about it. And he said, man, look, whatever. He ain't going to beat me out anytime soon.
No, it lights a fire under their ass, but that still makes them pissed.
Yeah.
Still makes them pissed.
Well, I hope he does.
Beat him out?
Yep.
Nah, I don't think so.
Then he becomes a Viking.
Oh, yeah, then Rodgers
gets to become a Viking.
Rodgers to the Vikings.
That would be great.
Amazing how it changed uniforms and changed the mind.
You really hate Rodgers. I know you didn't like Brett Favre that much either, but you really hate Rodgers.
Oh, I never really hated. Yeah. I never hated Favre.
I never hated Favre either. Yeah.
I just hated him beating the Vikings all the time.
Oh, yeah, of course you did. Yeah. So you guys picked a quarterback, Craig. That's all you needed. And Nick Allen's Huskers were drugged through the mud right in the beginning. So who'd the Chiefs even pick? They picked like last because they won the last Super Bowl.
Oh, someone you've never heard of.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't watch it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We could tell you and tell you and tell you.
Then we'd have to kill you. Greg Warren and Craig Gass a little later on this morning.
Good. We're celebrating Dog Appreciation Month.
Yeah. Appreciate your dog last night.
Exactly.
Have you seen, I'm not giving anything up, but it's the latest episode of Brockmire.
No, I'm behind.
Yeah. Just watched it last night.
Yeah. Joe Buck says, are you still effing that dog? Joe Buck says that to Brockmire. I don't think I'm spoiling the scene.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway.
There's another clip in there where he's talking about Joe Buck, and Joe Buck can eat a big bag of... he says it in that Brockmire way that is just so perfect.
Joe Buck rehabbed his image with everybody, I think he did, by doing this show, you know?
He went a long ways with me.
Yeah.
Oh, me to hear Joe Buck saying, are you still effing that dog?
Joe Buck, you know that was a green card marriage, and it was about love.
Right. And they don't edit on IFC.
No, hell no. No.
They don't edit for time. They don't edit for content. Saying you'll get 35-minute episodes of that show. One thing I've noticed on, and they might do it on IFC, but on the Netflix, the disclaimers up in the corner, like Breaking Bad, they'll mention gore. You know,
things
get a little gory, but apparently they have to warn if they're smoking.
I noticed that too with Ozark.
Ozark.
Yeah.
Oh, they still do?
Also on Breaking Bad.
Yeah. So watch out. Somebody's smoking in this episode.
Yeah, kids. Somebody's going to get shot in the head, and you might see a boob, but they're also smoking.
And that might trigger you.
Right.
Don't smoke, kids. Yeah, they never warned you about that in the 70s.
No.
Because every movie.
Right, exactly.
Imagine if they had to rate it R if you were smoking.
Yeah.
China says it's going to donate an extra $30 million to the World Health Organization.
Ooh.
Because the United States isn't.
No.
And so they are ingratiating themselves a bit there.
China.
Yeah.
China. They're bad guys, and the World Health Organization are bad guys. Just listen to listen to Orange Guy.
And he'll
tell you.
Shoot up the Clorox later
good
on.
Guys and bad guys are in between
do
shots.
Do you get to burn the Clorox in a spoon? Because it's already melted down, basically. So
don't burn the isopropyl alcohol in a spoon.
No, it'll light up.
It'll all evaporate.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So it's best to shoot that right from the bottle.
You burn your light in a spoon, too? Then inject that.
Oh, that's right. You put UV lights right. Just turn a light bulb inside ass.
I forgot about the UV lights.
I put a UV light bulb in my ass, turned it on.
Right.
I'm clean.
Oh, thought I did that for you. You say you.
I did point to you. I said you. Right. You did that. I meant you did that. I didn't. Because I couldn't really fit it up there.
And you were fine.
I was fine. I was preemptive strike. UV light in my ass. Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, we're
looking into that.
Yeah.
But you could all try that with each other this weekend.
Yep.
Thank you.
Getting pegged with a UV light.
The president said it's cool.
Christy's going to strap on a big UV light and just hammer me.
Yes, she is. You got to make sure that it doesn't break.
That is an unpleasant visual. Yeah,
isn't it?
For her, certainly.
Well, yeah, she's going to have to actually
see it. Especially if it's missionary, because you'll be able to see Todd's face going, yeah.
Makes it worse.
Apparently, we haven't had that discussion
that
in quite a while.
Out. That grossed me out about Peggy.
But apparently, some guys like that.
Not with the UV light.
They do.
Just the pagan in general.
We just talked about the prostate thing yesterday. Of course, guys like that. We all went, whoa, yeah.
Some more enthusiastically than others.
So did Puss. Look at that. Yeah. It's moving. Nick went, oh, I like the way that moves.
Is that something, even in your drunkest moment, even in your most curious moment, that you're remotely interested in?
What, actually getting pegged?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. We've seen the videos. I think those things are kind of big.
Yeah.
Right.
Seems like
I
think if it's smaller, like a finger size, sure.
It can
go
be
for
fit
it.
To your pleasure.
Yeah, but
you're right,
we.
You're right, Craig.
Mm-hmm. When it was a trending topic of conversation on this show, there were lots of guys raving about it.
Oh, yeah.
There were guys endorsing it.
Yeah.
You haven't lived.
The Orbis, that prostate, I told you, sit on that stupid chair at the airport. Airport's a place you go, by the way, and you fly places, in case you don't remember those days. Mm. And, that knuckle thing comes right down the middle of the seat, and that goes, you go, whoa, that feels good.
Yeah, I think you're positioning yourself in an unnatural way.
No, you're sitting.
No, I've heard other people talk about this. It's not just him. Yeah.
No,
it's
you
not
sit
just
there,
him.
And all of a sudden this big thing is right down the middle of the seat, and he goes, whoa, and it massages your taint area.
The other person I heard talk about this had the same reaction.
Yeah,
it was like, sitting there in the massage chair. Yeah. Like, oh, this is, whoa.
Hey.
Okay. All right.
It just isn't one misaligned chair in one airport.
No.
Okay. No, I think it's a thing.
Since it's happened, I've tried a couple of them now. I did one in Omaha. I did one in Harrisburg. I did one in Atlanta.
And the one he bought for the house.
So there's kind of a standard issue.
The legs, those
airport massage chair.
Yeah. You can buy those for home, too. By the way, like $15,000 or something like that. They're pretty expensive.
Well spent, huh?
Yeah. I'm not going to spend that kind of money.
No. Butt plugs are like $12. Just get one of those. They may be more.
He's right about that.
I've not priced the butt plugs lately.
What was that one you were looking at yesterday, Craig?
No, it was over $100.
Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah,
I'm guessing that one was pretty
deluxe. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. It had the beads in it rolling around for you.
Well, it is. Put it in Friday, like I mentioned the other day. Just take out Tuesday and put it in Friday.
And you do get what you pay for when it comes to butt plugs.
Right. You were such a hopeless romantic.
I can only assume.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing was, I was surprised to see that.
What now? I've got
that particular plug.
Oh, yeah.
That we saw yesterday.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Got stuff. I'm sure they're people are ordering those things.
Yeah, what are you going to
do? Amazon's busy now. Everybody's staying at home with their butt plugs.
Yeah.
That's a hashtag right there. Stay at home with your butt plug.
You're right. I got to start doing that. I will do that.
When
you just hashtag stay home, which I have, it puts a little home right there. Automatically, the emoji pops up. So if you put stay at home with your butt plug, I'm going to see it.
Or you could do two hashtags. Do the stay at home with a little, and then hashtag with your butt plug.
With your butt plug.
And then a little butt plug will pop up.
Yeah, maybe. I don't
maybe.
Know.
If we get it, if we get, we got to get it to trend.
Yeah, it's a trend.
If Twitter's cool enough, it will.
Stay home with your butt plug. It is the weekend.
And you don't, but you don't need a weekend for that.
No, a butt plug works any day.
All the days are the same now. You can do it anytime you want.
Good morning.
And any time of day.
It's just a day. Not for us, though. We're working. We're essential personnel.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The times, they are a-changin', the handwritten Bob Dylan lyrics for that song.
Oh, the Vietnam War days. What the good old days.
Can you understand his handwriting?
They're on sale for over $2 million.
How do you spell that? What's Dylan always say? How do you spell that?
Yeah.
How much? $2 million?
Yeah.
Dylan fans are old and they got money.
Over $2 million.
Yeah,
it's
like Beatles stuff, man. That's a hell of a...
It seems like something like the guy who owns the Colts will probably end up buying.
Right.
He buys a bunch of this stuff.
$2 million, man.
Yeah. And Yellow Submarine getting shown this weekend.
I saw that years ago. It's a good movie.
In the theater?
No. On the YouTube for one day only.
All right.
This Saturday, a sing-along event. They got lyrics showing at the bottom so you can get your kids together, watch Yellow Submarine, and sing along.
And the Stones put out a new song. I liked it. It was crazy. It's just,
it's not bad.
It's not bad. And I mean, I of course I like the Stones, but it's not bad. And also, it's like this. It's so cool that 77 years old. Here's some new rock and roll. People go, yeah, cool. Let's listen to the Stones.
Yeah, it's got the word lockdown in it. So
Living in the ghost town is the name of the song, right?
Yeah. Right. So they.
Stones
went ahead and put it out now.
Yeah.
Because it's got that. The word lockdown in it.
I remember I was we all had idiot program directors in our life.
Yes.
You know, especially when it comes to music, they just are clueless. And literally, I think One Hit to the Body came out. Sorry, I'm showing my age. I might have been 5 at the time, still working in radio. Mm-hmm. And that came off of
that was one of my favorite, my dad's favorite Stone songs.
Whatever. What I can't remember. The they're all sitting on that really. They're all in like day glow outfits, sitting on a couch. That's the name of the album. What's the name of that album?
Steel Wheels, isn't it?
No. This is like 86, 87. Steel Wheels was like 89.
Well, I'm way off.
Whatever. Give me One Hit to the Body was the song.
Dirty Work.
Okay, so this. So I remember that album came out. So the Stones were probably. Might have been pushing 40 in 86, 87. And I remember the program director goes, anybody care about the Stones anymore? I want to find that guy. Because at the time, I thought, you're an idiot. At the time, I thought you're an idiot. And now, how many years later is it?
35.
And the Stones put out a record yesterday, and we're thinking, cool. So this,
and
so,
they did that to placate.
And I never liked this program director anyway. You know, I just thought this guy's a douchebag.
And you were right.
I was totally right.
And they did that to placate their fans because they couldn't go out and play those 20 stadium dates.
Stadium dates
that they had this summer,
right? In their late 70s.
Yeah, that's gotta hurt financially for the bands who, the bulk of their money is made by touring.
Yeah, well, the band,
which most of them are.
I know.
The Stones are fine, but the rest of those bands, right? Exactly.
Yeah, it's the smaller bands that are really getting hurt.
Right. Yeah, we're talking to the Banana next week, speaking of touring, Brett. I was texting him last night. I said, okay, Banana, see you later.
I did not notice, but the catty bitches of Facebook don't seem to like the curtains that the Burrow family had.
Well, they're not rich. You could tell they're a very modest family.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
For now.
You could tell it was a modest house. I did see Cliff Kingsbury's house, though.
Holy cow. Yeah, what, $5.5 million place, they said?
Yeah, well, what, you get that kind of money, you buy something like that, I guess. Plus, he made a fortune coaching college before he went up there. Mm-hmm. Right.
And Jerry Jones, the picture I saw, looked like he was on a lounge on the USS Enterprise.
He was on his yacht.
Oh, was he?
Is that what that was?
He was on his yacht. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing is actually technically probably a super yacht.
Of course it is, yeah.
And why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're gonna...
That's social distancing.
Yeah.
And by the way, you didn't...
If you got one, now's a good time to use it.
It just looked like a big room, so we didn't know until you said that it was his yacht, so...
I just read that a couple minutes ago. They said he was on his super yacht.
Okay.
Walmart now making all their aisles one way.
Yeah, there, I don't go to Walmart, but I'm sure it's still pretty
trying to maintain space between customers. So you either get a green sign saying shop this way or a red sign, do not shop this way. They are going to begin requiring employees to wear face masks on the job, or they have.
It's about time.
So don't be afraid.
I wore a face mask to Walgreens yesterday with my wife. Tweeted that out. I thought I was going to feel stupid because I haven't worn a face mask yet, and I really didn't.
It doesn't matter how you feel.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But, you know, everybody's got that thing.
We do.
And
I do, too.
I'll show you the picture of me. I look like I'm about to rob the place. I have my sunglasses on. Take my sunglasses off. I've got this hat on I got now.
You're freaking hippie long hair.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, the lady working there, I see all the time. She's got a mask on. She's spraying everything.
I anxiously await the day where we just put bags over our head. We're all going to wear bags over our head.
Yeah. Like Browns fans.
Plastic ones?
Right. Yeah. A little something cut out for breathing. No. Maybe some vents on the side.
It's just weird, though, because my son and my wife had to go to Target, and he really wanted to go with her, but they weren't going to go. They had to buy one certain thing. We promised him we'd get him to keep him being bored. So she made him wear a mask, too. And you got a 15-year-old kid, and all kids growing up, they have no idea. Isn't that weird? We didn't have to do that.
No.
We were all 15. It was happy-go-lucky. We have to wear a mask during a pandemic. I mean, it's just weird, man. I'll put that photo up. I'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
But, that's a photo of me walking in Walgreens, Craig. You can see it on Twitter.
Very nice.
Radio Empire.
Yeah.
So, Puss put up, speaking of the draft, I was mentioning this earlier, Craig. This guy got drafted by the Cowboys.
CD Lamb, a receiver from Oklahoma.
Okay, now watch this video. That, she picks up his phone, his hot girlfriend, and him takes the phone back and just says, no,
I'm taking this call.
No. He's on the phone already.
Oh, he is.
No, this is cheating phone. These guys walk
around. He's on the one phone.
He's 22. He's got a cheating phone, and she's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
It's on at TNT Radio Empire. Jamel Hill tweeted out. It's great. Yeah, he's on the phone talking to the Cowboys. He's got another phone in his lap. She reaches over and grabs the phone from his lap, and as he's still talking, he takes the phone out of her hand and just nods his head and says no.
No.
And we've always talked about that. If you can't hand your wife your phone, if you're nervous at all, you're doing something. Unless you got some crazy bitch you're married to that doesn't want you to even talk to your friends.
Right.
You know.
She's going to be dumped before he signs the contract.
I don't know. She's hot.
But
he's gonna
have options.
She ain't gonna dump him.
No.
He could have shown her the girl he's talking to, you know. I love the video. It's like he's already just an NFL guy. Here, it's my separate phone. There you go, check it out.
You can't see that.
No, that's not how this works, huh?
No.
Ain't no bitch gonna have my burner phone. Give that back. Yeah.
From the AirForceTimes.com out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida, Airman First Class Michael Leary apparently followed and watched a woman from various areas of the TJ Maxx store.
It's not allowed?
No.
Okay.
Well, that may be okay, but then after she headed to the kitchen section, aisle number 2, she found the 20-year-old Mr. Leary kneeling on the floor with his pants down. His genitalia fully exposed to her, according to the arrest report.
Yeah.
The victim left the kitchen area and notified a store employee who contacted law enforcement. Leary has since been charged with indecent exposure.
Yep.
Guy really likes pots and pans.
Yep.
I guess so.
And they're tugging it, huh?
On the second, aisle number 2, kneeling on the floor,
Why is he on the? Why is he kneeling down?
With his pants down.
That's how he does it.
No.
Okay. Oh, this is Stone song. Yeah.
If you want.
I would think kneeling on your knees and masturbating is tough. Is it pussy?
You know, everybody's got their own way. You know, I'm not going to judge.
You got to put a little bolster and rest your knees on that. Depends on the floor. You know, granite floor, it's tough. Yeah. Hardwood floor is tough. You want carpet or some kind of knee pad.
Okay.
All right, then.
Okay. He wasn't reading that. It was off the top of his head, too.
Well, you asked. I thought I'd volunteer the information before we got flooded with phone calls.
Is this part of a new album coming out?
I know. Yeah. They had already recorded this. They just decided to put it out. Because there's the word lockdown in here. There you go.
I like that. I like the song. Go for the Stones, man. All right. But apparently, like the Texas Lieutenant Governor said, they should just die, right?
Yeah.
Old people should just die, right?
We don't need that.
Yeah, we don't need old people. They're only like doing stuff like this.
Expendable.
They're the coolest ever. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.